And to another story now. Federal law enforcement officials said tonight that a letter containing the deadly toxin ricin was intercepted in November on its way to the White House. The revelation follows the discovery yesterday of ricin in the offices of Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist. NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne joins us now. And Don, what more details do you have about this letter that was sent to the White House back in November?
First, nobody's talking about this on the record. The White House refers this to the Secret Service, which in turn says it's the FBI's investigation. But a federal law enforcement source did confirm to me that a suspicious letter addressed to the White House was intercepted at an off-site mail facility in early November. It's one of those mail handling centers that screens and sorts White House mail. They have safeguards, detection equipment, that sort of thing. Speaking on condition of anonymity, this source said that a letter containing a fine powdery substance was detected. That substance subsequently tested positive for ricin, but the source also said that it was determined there was no public health risk because of the low potency and the granular form of the substance. The official said this is the only White House-bound letter containing the substance that's been found, but the source would not say which mail handling facility it was. They did again stress, though, that there was not a public health risk.
In the meantime, the investigation continues into the ricin that was found yesterday in the office of Senator Bill Frist. What's going on with that investigation?
Well, the Senate office buildings were closed again today. They will remain closed for several days while police search and remove remaining mail. About 30 staffers in Senator Frist's office and also from Senator Jeffords' office were decontaminated, basically through showers and scrubbing and cleaning. That's what you do. The U.S. Capitol's attending physician said that none of the individuals received significant enough exposure to make them sick, even though he wants people to be very cautious. And he says authorities will be watching over the next 48 to 72 hours. That's key to see if anyone develops any symptoms. Also, this was all really reminiscent of the U.S. Capitol anthrax attacks of just over 2 years ago. But Senate Minority Leader Daschle says some of the measures put in place after that have been very useful in helping them detect this latest substance and to provide some guidance on how to proceed.
And Don, is it clear if there's any link at all between the letter that was intercepted on the way to the White House and the ricin that was detected in the office of Senator Frist yesterday?
These law enforcement officials say it's way too early to make any kind of connection like that between the White House-bound letter from November and this recent discovery just yesterday in the Senate offices. Obviously, in both cases, the substance is ricin, but there's lots of testing to be done. The investigations have involved the FBI, the Capitol Police, the U.S. Secret Service, and U.S. postal inspectors as well. So really, there's a multitude of federal agencies involved and coordinating.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you.
NPR's Don Gagne at the White House.